Hello everyone, welcome back to the new episode of Help Me Think. And this episode is very special for me. I've been waiting to record it for a while because I'm going to be talking about the 75 Hard Challenge, which I finished 4 days ago. The 75 Hard Challenge, for those who maybe don't know about it, which I kind of doubt because I feel like it's been all over TikTok and everywhere, especially in the beginning of the year, because, you know, New Year's resolutions, everyone starting a new life, being productive, being the best version of themselves, whatnot. And I feel like it's been just like, it's come back into the spotlight of trends, but it is actually quite an old trend, quite an old invention, quite an old challenge, because I remember seeing it like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And back then, of course, when I saw it, I was like, wow, I want to do it, like, that's so cool. But then I was lazy to start it and I just didn't really get to it. And then by the time some people started to finish it and they started filming TikToks and saying like, yeah, no, my God, why you shouldn't do a 75 Hard Challenge? It ruins your mental health. It's so unhealthy. It's so bad for you. Like, don't do it and whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, that's so good. I didn't do it because, like, I don't want to ruin my mental health with some challenge. And this autumn, well, last autumn now, 2024, my favorite influencer started doing the challenge. I'm gonna maybe put a link to her Instagram in my description, because a disclaimer, she hasn't finished it because she's a medical student and basically she had exams and blah blah. But yeah, she really inspired me because the way she showed her journey through this challenge, it just seems so healthy and so, like, inspiring and so motivating that I thought, like, wow, she can balance it with med school and, you know, still, like, a balanced healthy lifestyle, and I maybe can do it too. And I really wanted to try it, and I felt like I needed some structure in my life and some, yeah, just something that would bring me back into my routine and make me actually do shit. And it just felt like one evening, it just felt like the right thing to do. And until today, I think it was one of the best things I've ever done for myself, but it was also one of the hardest. Now, I'm going to quickly go through the rules of 75 Hard Challenge and explain what it basically is. So, 75 Hard is a 75 days long challenge, which was created, developed, invented, I don't know, by Andy Frisella. I'm not going to say here that I support everything he says and that I support every view of his, because, yeah, it's just a different topic, but I do really appreciate this program that he made. It is free. It's just like, he basically just made a podcast, which I'm also going to link in description. It's just a podcast where he goes through all the rules and everything basically that you need to know for 75 Hard, in case anyone wants to do it or anyone just wants to listen to it, because that's what I did before I did the challenge, and that was quite helpful. And it's also just like him explaining his own program. The trick is, he doesn't take money for it, he doesn't charge anyone for it, but no one also controls you, no one also checks on you, and it's just your thing to do it. The whole concept of the challenge is not for it to be a fitness program, for it to be like a lifestyle, health changing, change your body. It's not about that. What he calls it, it's like Iron Man, but for your brain. It is something that will create that mental toughness, that will create those skills for doing stuff that you said you would do, the skills to be actually accountable for your words, to just do something that you want to do but you maybe don't have the mental strength to do it. And this is what this challenge actually intends to help you with, or to make you develop these skills. So the challenge goes on for 75 days and it has 5 rules. First, 2 workouts a day, 45 minutes long, non-consecutive. So you can't do one and then another straight away. And one of them has to be outside. No matter the weather conditions, it has to be outside. It doesn't have to be running or anything extremely like stressful. I don't know. It can be like a 45 minute walk and it has to be outside. Second rule, drink a gallon of water every day. It's about, I think, 3.8 liters, which I just made 4 because it's easier to measure, because I don't measure in ounces. Third rule, read 10 pages of a non-fiction book every day. It has to be a proper book. It can't be a like ebook. It has to be paper book, non-fiction, so either self-development or I guess some other sort of educational literature. 4, stick to a diet. So you can choose your own diet yourself, your own rules for the diet. That's, I think, the only thing that you can actually like vary, like you can adjust in this challenge, because other rules, that you cannot adjust them. This is what a lot of people just like, yeah, can I maybe do, you know, not 10 pages but like 9, like what's the point in 10? No, you can't. You have to do everything exactly like it is given, like it is said. But diet you can choose yourself. However, it has to be clean eating. Like you can't say, okay, my diet is counting calories, like I'm gonna eat, I don't know, 2000 calories a day, and then you basically eat one meal and this meal is like one pizza. You can't do that. It has to be proper food. So the way he says it, it can't be junk food and no fizzy drinks. And 5, fifth rule is you have to take a progress picture every day. Also, there is no rules how this picture, what this picture has to look like, or how many pictures it has to be, you know, from what angle and nothing. But you would probably like to see afterwards, you know, kind of like your physical change. So what I did was different angles, relaxed and like flexing in like underwear, basically, because then it's just interesting to look at your physical transformation. However, it is not the main point of the challenge. It's not the main emphasis of it. However, again, like you do sports and you eat properly, if you actually stick to something that's, you know, like either calorie deficit or calorie surplus, you're gonna actually see it. But even if not, you're still gonna see some changes probably in your body, because you exercise daily, actually consistently, for 75 days, which is 2.5 months, and this is not nothing. Oh yeah, also in your diet, you can't have cheat meals, maybe obviously, and you can't have alcohol. This is also a rule that is definite in the diet. And yeah, I just finished it, and I'm kind of getting the realization that I did it. But it was long. It was a long story, because I did it almost twice. The first time I started it, it was on the 20th of October. I actually started it on the 18th, but I had not listened to the podcast yet. So I did not know some of the rules properly, so I did some mistakes. And then I listened to the podcast. I restarted on the 20th of October, so basically just 2 days later. And then, in short, basically all went fine, all went well. My diet was like whole foods, but it was quite hard because obviously it was also vegan. But it was also quite hard, especially eating somewhere out, because you can't really know how they made the food, whether it was, you know, pre-made and stuff. Yeah, but I did not try to count any calories or anything, or be in a surplus or deficit. Like, I was just like eating intuitively, which was good. But then at some point I ate a falafel, like pita bread, but it was deep fried falafel, and I even contemplated it a couple of days before, like, yeah, can I have it, can I not have it? But I was like, you know, it's fine, it's just chickpeas, like, okay, they're deep fried, but it doesn't count as fast food, does it? And also, you know, it's harder for me because, you know, it's vegan and like I don't have that much choice, blah blah. So I had it, I felt okay about that. I had it like a week later again because it was really good, I must say. But then I just kept thinking about it, and on day, I think 58 it was, or 57, I was like, no, I was just still thinking about it. So I asked ChatGPT if I can have a falafel on 75 hard diet, and it said I can have it, but like if it's fried in not too much oil, or like baked in an oven, you know, because if it's deep fried you can't have it because it counts as junk food. So I felt like I just can't continue because I just won't be able. So the trick is, whenever you doubt or whenever you're unsure about some choices, some like, can I have it, does it count, does it not count, like does this workout count as it or not? And it has to be like a 45 minute workout. It can't be like 44, 43. This is about those little things. It's easy to forget a picture. It almost happened to me once. So I had to take a picture in an airport bathroom because I forgot to take it during the day and I was flying that evening. This is about those moments where you can say, okay, this is awkward and this is like uncomfortable and everything, but I need to do it. I need to stick to what I said I would. And yeah, of course it's not going to change anything really if you don't take a picture one day out of 75, but this is not what challenge is about. It's not about doing all the stuff that makes sense, because in your usual life you would probably not exercise twice a day every day, because you need rest days, just objectively. But again, first, you don't have to lift weights 7 times a week. And it's just about doing the uncomfortable things, going outside when it's cold, when it's raining, when you don't want to go outside, going to the gym, or like stretching at home even, when you have, you know, people over, when you have to go somewhere, you have to find the time to do the 45 minutes. You need to find the 45 minutes to actually dedicate to whatever movement you choose. I had a flight at 7 in the morning. Well, not 7, no, I'm lying, at 11 or at 10. So I had to wake up at, like, I woke up at like 3, I think, in the morning. I went for a walk, then I made breakfast and finished packing. And then I did some Pilates or whatever, something workout. That was not the best morning of my life, I must say. But that's what it takes sometimes. And sometimes it doesn't feel healthy and it doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do. Because why would I exercise? Like, why would I do 2 not consecutive workouts on the day when I have a whole day of basically flying, because it was 2 flights with a layover, and it was not fun and it did not really make sense. But no one has to do this challenge. But if you decide to do it, this is what you're going to have to deal with sometimes. Some days are going to be fine. Like, especially in my second round of trying it. So after I realized that I failed, I actually initially wanted to go until like 60 days, so it's pretty, but then I failed actually because I was flying as well, and I was like, no, I just can't be asked to drink 4 more bottles of water and like do another workout, and in the evening I just didn't want to do it because I failed anyways. So I had one day off, like no challenge. I ate so much junk food, so much fast food. It was all, everything possible. I had McDonald's and Burger King. I had popcorn. I had a lot of fizzy drinks. It was awful. I felt awful the next day. And I was happy to restart the challenge. Also, when I went to McDonald's and Burger King, because also I went to like a pretty nice spot to eat it all, and it all already got cold, so I didn't really enjoy it, which was actually good because I was like, oh wow, I've been craving it for 2 months and it wasn't even that good. So it was, I think for me, it was really good to have such like a bad experience of junk food before restarting the challenge, which I think also had to do with just my body just not being used to this kind of food, to this much oil and everything, because the next day I did not, it was not it. But yeah, the next 75 days I was not like craving McDonald's, you know. I was craving other things sometimes, because also when we went on a holiday, all the pastries, this was a torture. But McDonald's, no, not really. But yeah, anyways, what was I saying, bro? So yeah, back to my second round of my second try, basically. It was much better than the first one. I think it had to do with the fact that I was most of the time that I did it. So I restarted on the 20th of December and finished on the 4th of March was my last day. And most of this time I was just in London, you know, going to school, just in my normal routine, which really helps you to do all this like routine tasks that you have to do every day, because you're not meeting, you know, your friends, or really like, well, it's just so inconvenient and so just stupid, like you wouldn't do it. And there's no point, I think, in like exercising twice a day when you know with your family. This was a big, like a hard bit for me when I was still on the holiday. So the first like 2 weeks were really hard. Also because I wasn't in my normal like environment where I am so disciplined and all that. And that was quite hard because part of the time I was in Austria, then part of the time I was in Russia, which means I was with my friends and with my family afterwards. So that was quite a challenge. But when I'm in London, it really goes quite smoothly for me. But also, of course, because I think I already had 60 days of doing it behind me, so I kind of had, you know, I kind of knew some tricks, or just some tips, or kind of like how you make it easier, because it is not always easy. Sometimes it's just so hard to make yourself just go outside. This was really one of the biggest challenges for me in the first try. Maybe because the weather was worse, but also because I just wasn't used to going outside, apart from going wherever I needed to go, and just going outside and being in this weather and just making yourself go outside was for some reason for me really hard, especially because in my first try, most of my workouts outside, almost every single one of them, was running, and I did not used to run before, so that was also a physical activity that added difficulty to it. But just the mere fact of going outside in the rain was not easy. But I'm really grateful and I'm really happy now that I did that, and that this challenge made me do it, because now I so very much enjoy being outside, and I now just know that I feel so much better after going outside, even for like 20-minute walk, 30-minute walk. Well, I never really had this experience in the last times, but just simply going outside, getting fresh air, it is so like well known to everyone. Everyone says it, and it's so just like such a logical thing to do and to know. But I could feel how well it made me feel to just go outside, go for a little walk, and you feel accomplished, and you just feel better because of the air, because of the nature, whatever nature there is in a city. But if you're not in a city, this is just even much better. Another hard thing for me, also, especially in the first try, I'm not gonna say in the first try now always, because I think everything I say really relates more to my first try when I didn't really finish it. However, I want to like really count it as well, because it was the first try again, because now I had a lot of experience already. I had 2 months of experience of this challenge, even though I didn't finish it. But it was much easier because of that in my second attempt to do it and my second successful attempt. But yeah, mostly all those things relate to my first try. But I'm not going to say it every time now because it's annoying. So yeah, another challenge was to drink water. Again, all of these things were a challenge sometimes. But a water, especially in the beginning, you have to always keep in mind that you have to drink water. Now it's kind of like already a habit, I feel like. Still, of course, I keep in mind that I have to do it. Oh yeah, disclaimer, I might talk about it in a different podcast, in a different episode, but yeah, this 75 Hard has an extension. It's called Live Hard Program. If you want, you can Google it or listen to it in the podcast of Endy. And it consists of phases, but I'm not going to go into it now. I can just say that I'm carrying on with the phase one right now. So if I say I am doing it now as well, so like I have to still drink 4 liters of water because of the phase one. So it just, so it makes sense. But again, I'm not going to get into it now. It's going to be a different topic for a different day. But yeah. At first, it was just such a huge thing for me, especially because I didn't used to drink a lot of water. I used to drink, you know, like 1 glass in the morning, 1 glass in the evening. That's it. So for me, it was really hard to always remember to drink, to, you know, fill up my bottle, to drink it. And if I didn't do it, then I would end up in the evening with 4 more bottles to drink, which 4 bottles means 2 liters, because my bottle is like 500 mils, and it's not fun, especially if you had dinner just before, you have to drink 2 more liters. It is not fun. I don't know if you had to do it sometime at some point in your life, but it's not fun, and it's just such a little thing, but it can be so hard. Another thing that comes with the whole challenge, it's not really related to any of the rules. It's saying no. It can relate to a diet when you are offered, you know, something sweet or something that's basically not in your diet and you have to say no. And I guess it depends on the person, but I did not really tell many people that I'm doing the challenge because it's got different reasons, I would say. But anyhow, most people didn't really know that I was doing it, so it's also even harder to say no to something, you know, to some foods or some activities, because, you know, you have to still do this and this and that and go to the gym or do whatever and read, and yeah, you just have to say no to some stuff, because otherwise you're just not going to fit it in your day, or you're not going to have the energy for stuff that you have to do. And especially if people are not aware of your reasons to say no, it's even harder to really say it, because it can just lead to misunderstandings and weird situations. But you have to do it because, well, if you want to do the challenge, you have to do it on some days, on more social days, because when you're alone, you kind of just focused on the tasks, which makes it easier. But once you go outside, once you get into like a more social environment, more social situation, it gets much harder to balance between these tasks and just normal life, which I would say is the ultimate goal, to learn how to implement these things or some of these things into your normal life, which I think started to manage to do towards the end of it, which I'm really happy about and quite proud of. But yeah, I think I'm gonna do another episode. Let me know if you want it. I can't promise that I won't do it if in case you don't want it. But yeah, I might do another episode on like my advice or my tips or my like insights into how to make the challenge easier, or what to pay attention to not suffer as much. So yeah, let me know if you want to hear it. But again, I probably will do it anyways, but I just wanted to say, like, let me know to, you know, engage with my audience and stuff. Anyway, another point that is, I think, not that obvious and more like controversial, it can be really hard to take it easy on some days, because when you are in this mode of just always grinding, always, you know, two workouts and reading, and yeah, mainly it's about workouts really, you just feel like, again, you have to lift weights or like run twice a day, whatever you do, you know, 7 days a week. I don't think it's good for you. You can do it, but it was hard for me. I think that was what I did at first. And yeah, because maybe I felt like I would be cheating otherwise and not really doing the challenge properly if I didn't do all the workouts to like my best, you know, like my like 100%, even if I didn't have 100%. Or I did have the 100% and I gave it all away to the workout, and I don't think that was really good. And later I started to really focus on making some workouts just like less of like lower intensity. So I would go to the gym, I would do like my normal, you know, split, my normal routine. But one or two days out of this week would be like stretching or just some lighter workout, you know, going, maybe walking in a treadmill, instead of really doing like a full-on workout, because it is still movement. But yeah, you might feel like you're not doing enough and you're not really completing the challenge properly, but it is important to still understand that your body needs rest days, your body just needs rest, and otherwise you're just like wearing yourself out and it's just not good for you. And workout does not have to be the hardest thing out there that you can possibly do. I think this is what is also important to remember. And also my problem, and I think my really big mistake, was when I started running for my outdoors workouts, because I didn't want to go to like, you know, a calisthenics park and do something for 45 minutes. It was quite boring and quite intense and long, and I just couldn't do it. So I started running, which I started to enjoy, actually. Like, I never liked running. That's something that this challenge also did for me. It really made me like running. I'm now a big fan. However, unfortunately, I found out that I do not have proper running form. And this, combined with me just going straight into running every day after not running like ever in like the past 5 years, like I would run maybe once every 6 months or something, like honestly, and then I just went straight into running every day 5 kilometers and more with not the best form, plus doing some more exercises, which means my body did not have time to properly recover. And this led to not so great consequences for my legs, for my feet, for my shins. There is a thing called shin splints. I hope no one is really aware of what it is, because I just hope no one really experienced it, but it's not a fun thing. It's basically when you have pain in your shin bones. It's like the front side of your shin. And yeah, it gets worse when you don't stop running once it starts hurting. And that's exactly what I did, because I was not really aware of what that was. I thought it had to do with my other condition, which it probably did not have anything to do with. So yeah, I just, for some reason, I just kept running through my pain. So it got worse. And so at some point, like a month and a half in, or maybe 2 months in almost, I decided to actually Google what that was, what my pain was. I found out that basically the thing that you can do is just rest your shins, like rest your legs, stop running, or get better shoes, which I also didn't have, and also correct your form. Yeah, so basically I was running 2 months with pain, and yeah, so now my legs are a bit not in the best condition. Well, now they're getting better, but yes, it's important to remember what your abilities are and what your level of, yeah, just what your level of skills is, because I just didn't think that it might have been more smart to not go straight into so much exercise, or so much running in particular, because I just never done it in to this extent, in these amounts. And yeah, so this is just an example of why it is important to just remember to take it easy, to have a mixture of like walks and runs, because of that, I ended up just resting my legs for like 3 weeks or 2 weeks, just not running, just walking. I went for a run afterwards. It was just like a 5k, quite slow as well, nothing much. And then I got shin splints again for another like 2 weeks. So yeah, just a friendly reminder to not overestimate stupidly your skills and your abilities, because we need to be ambitious, but just don't overestimate yourself without a reason, I guess. This is also advice to myself, because I just know myself, that I don't always do it. I often overestimate myself, but that's another story. And yeah, I think that's it for today. That was my list of the hardest things that I faced during 75 Hard Challenge. I hope you enjoyed it. Please, again, let me know if you want to hear more about 75 Hard, because I have much more to tell. And come back for another episode, hopefully next week, but again, I can't promise anything. And again, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And feel free to click on the links in description to listen to the podcast of Endy, and also to have a look at Sophia's account, because she's just cool. So I'm just promoting her here a bit, because she's cool and she's Australian. Yeah, and she inspired me to do this very cool thing, which I'm very grateful for. So yeah, thank you. It was Tanya, and thank you for listening. Bye bye.